Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida grandmother is told she's got to tear down her Miami treehouse that she has lived in for lived in for 17 years. They've given her $40,000 in fines over unsafe construction, despite the fact that she claims her claustrophobia makes living indoors impossible. 72-year-old Shawnee Chasser. She's complying with Miami-Dade. I was looking at the tree. It doesn't look really unsafe. It just looks like a tree. It doesn't actually look unsafe. It does not. She looks like a hippie who lives in a hobbit tree. That's honestly what it looks like. It looks very well constructed. Leave her alone. Who is the busybody out here being like, oh, no, it's for your own safety? Government is bad for your own safety. If we have seen anything, ladies and gentlemen, over the past 40 years or Wago Ruby Ridge, if we've seen any of this, we know that government actually can be dangerous to one's health. So she's going to tear it down. They said she didn't have proper permits. You wouldn't even see it in her backyard unless you were there, because her backyard is pretty wooded. It legit has like a thatched roof. It's like a total, it's so dumb. It is so dumb. She rents her house out and then she lives in her treehouse. So she's like having to raise money because she can't even afford to tear it down. I would make them do it personally. You can't even see it in her yard. That's just somebody being nosy. So people are so stupid. A Florida man captured and wrestled. He wrestled an iguana, and he won. I bet the iguana was mad. Just got to say, it's a huge iguana. It's a green iguana. They're not native to Florida, so they can be captured and humanely killed because they're considered to be a kind of a pest. People actually in parts of South Florida have started cooking it. What? Florida Wildlife Agency encouraged people to kill them on their own property. And there's literally iguana meat recipes and people say it tastes delicious. And I'm not there yet. I'm not on that train yet. Would any of y'all eat iguana? No. Steve, would you eat iguana? He has never been so aggressive in a response ever. So anyway, this one guy, he caught an iguana, managed to pull it down. And the iguana tried to scuttle away, thought it made an escape. But this dude, he lives on the edge. He literally fought the reptile in the water. It's huge. And you can see the picture in the simulcast. And he ended up winning. So, oh my gosh. And let's see. A Florida man admits to using fake credit and debit cards. Why? Let me get this one. This Florida man, Miami Herald, dragged a Florida fisherman down the road in Bradenton. They had an argument on charges related to a hit and run crash. The 60-year-old got into an argument with Freddie Gilliland. And then apparently neighbors heard tires squealing and they dragged this guy 300 feet down the road. And they went to trial. He ended up getting arrested. The sentencing hearing has been set for Friday, October 13th. 60 and 64. So why? It's too old. He's getting mad over. a hit and run. Just like figure it out nicely. Go wrestle an iguana. That seemed to let that other fellow's aggression out. Folks, I have something to offer you today. Something absolutely free from Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College, a great American college with a huge and effective educational outreach effort on behalf of liberty, is giving away free copies of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence in honor of Constitution Day this month. Hillsdale's immediate goal is to put a pocket Constitution into the hands of 1 million Americans who do not have one. And if you already have one, you can order one for a young person you know who doesn't. But this offer is only for a limited time, so claim your free pocket-sized Constitution today at dana4hillsdale.com. Every American should be familiar with our nation's founding principles of liberty, and how better to learn that than reading America's founding documents. To have a free copy mailed to you, visit dana4hillsdale.com and complete a simple form. They'll put it in the mail for you with free shipping. And again, this offer expires soon, so claim your free pocket Constitution today at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com. This is like the first time, I think, in the history of the country that the president was not at one of these sites. And I was thinking, I was thinking back, there's never been that, because Biden's on his way to Africa, Alaska. And there's never been an instance where the president of the United States has not been at one of the Ground Zero sites. And this comes on the heels of his disastrous, absolutely disastrous trip to Vietnam, which we're going to play some of this audio for you. Because guys, this is really bad. I don't know if you heard some of this. It's bad. Some of the audio that we have here. He was in Vietnam, and some of the remarks that he was making were just, he was all over the place. He had to have his presser, his staff people at one point stop the press conference. Audio soundbite, let's just start with three. This is audio soundbite three. This is, he's speaking to the press. Just listen to this. It's wild.
My brother loves having his famous lines from movies that he always quotes. You know, and one of them is there's a movie about John Wayne, he's an Indian scout, and they're trying to get one of the great tribes of America back on the reservation. And he's standing with the Union, so he's in raw arms, they're on their horses in their saddles, and there's three or four Indians in headdresses, and the Union soldiers. The Union soldiers basically saying, Indians, come with me, we'll take care of you, everything will be good. And the Indian scout, the Indian looks at John Wayne and points to the Union soldier and says, he's a lion dog-faced pony soldier. Well, there's a lot of lion dog-faced pony soldiers out there about global warming. But not anymore. All of a sudden, we're realizing it's a problem. And there's nothing like seeing the light.
What was that? What the hell was that? I don't even know. Nobody knows what that was. That was just, I can't even make fun of it. I can't even make fun of it because it's so weird. He had this rambling press conference. Now you can maybe kind of understand why he didn't go to, wasn't at one of the sites for 9/11. It was in Hanoi. This was Sunday night. This was just last night, this press conference that he had. And then he kind of shuffled off stage. But before he did that, oh, no, wait, there's more. Audio soundbite, this is audio soundbite two. This is more of this shambolic press conference. This was literally just last night.
Let's see. I'm just following my orders here. Staff, if anybody hasn't spoken, I ain't calling on you. I'm calling. I said there are five questions. I need it. Be away.
I'll just follow my orders here, he said. And then this is, I mean, I can't. This is how it ended. Audio sound by four. They cut him off because he just kept rambling on. They just cut him off mid-sentence. Listen to this.
We talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the Southern Hemisphere had access to change. It wasn't confrontational at all.
Thank you, everybody. This ends the press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
They just shut him off mid-sentence. And then this weird music starts. It was weird. It was like weird jazz music. I don't know. It was just bizarre. That guy's, there's no way you can look at this and say, oh, he's totally fine. Dana, you're just being mean. You're being so mean, Dana. Why are you so ignorant? He's totally fine. Does it sound like he's totally fine? Doesn't sound like he's totally fine. Now he comes back. He's on his way to Alaska. In the meantime, the Florida governor and the first lady of Florida were invited by 9/11 families to go to Ground Zero in New York. And they were meeting with and talking to the families that every year the names are read out. And it's just shocking. It's 22 years later. We're going to talk about how much have things changed. Have they really? You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC Weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So under Bidenomics, childcare now costs over $1,000 more than public college tuition on average in the United States. That's according to a new report from Net Credit. The report researched the average annual fees paid for public and private college tuition and the average cost of childcare in each U.S. state, and then calculated the difference in yearly fees paid for childcare and in-state college tuition. And then they compared those costs to local average salaries to find the affordability of childcare and in-state tuition in every state. And what they discovered, it's a heck of a lot more. In fact, in Hawaii, annual childcare costs almost $16,000 more a year than a year of in-state public college tuition. And that in Utah, interestingly, that's where childcare is most affordable. And a lot of this is due to Bidenomics. You're right. You're correct. 19-year-old Coco Gauff wins the title. Praise on the court. ESPN cut away because heaven forbid you show a prayer. She's been very open about her faith. Seems pretty obvious she was saying a prayer. She took a moment of soaking it all in after her first Grand Slam title. And then what do? They turn away after she... I mean, she's there praying and they decide to... They just turn away. That seems... I mean, I think that's part of the victory, and I think that you owe it to the athletes to show that. I'm just saying. In California, you know how they've been pushing reparations? Yeah, well, okay. Apparently, California voters, by a 2-to-1 margin, oppose it. UC Berkeley. Now, this is Berkeley that conducted the survey. It's their Institute of Governmental Studies that was co-sponsored they worked with the LA Times on this. They found that 60% of voters oppose reparations compared to 28% who support the idea. And they were actually shocked. And they said that more than almost half of the voters, because you get to strongly oppose or just oppose. So it was 60% oppose, but it was like 50% that strongly opposed. That's crazy because it's California. So they're not maybe totally all the way gone. Just saying. This is the stuff that's coming out of this just looks more and more insane. Marines in Kabul were ordered to pick up human feces and trash at the airport after they lost their 13 other service members during that horrendous botched withdrawal. This is according to a new book that's out, Kabul, The Untold Story of Biden's Fiasco. And they said just days after, that's the assignment that they were given. Unbelievable. So coming up, we've got a lot to get into. We are going to deep dive into the New Mexico governor's edict. Stay with us.
I mean, we are the melting pot of the world, and that's what makes us strong is our diversity, and we need to learn to harness that and appreciate it and not use it as a political tool to keep everyone separate from each other, you know?
So this is, I got to caution our own side here. That's that Oliver Anthony, that guy who did the Richmond, North of Richmond. He's got another song that's out now, too. And people are trying to basically, some on the right are trying to milkshake duck the guy. Cancel him, basically. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you. Top of this third hour. You can listen coast to coast. You can also stream the program and watch the simulcast on channel 347 DirecTV. We're going to be previewing the debate. You can sign up over at Substack, too, for subscribers. We're having a live discussion tonight. So this milkshake duck, if you don't know what that is, it's kind of a joke. It's several years ago, there was an account on Twitter that said that was making fun of cancel culture and how quickly society elevates someone and then cancels them and decides that, you know, they're cancels them and then over something that they find later on. And I think I'm going to pull this up. It said the original tweet said the whole internet loves milkshake duck, a lovely duck that drinks milkshakes. 5 seconds later, we regret to inform you the duck is racist. It's funny. It's like a joke. So it's kind of it's just canceling. So he gives this interview. He's out in Farmville, Virginia. He gives this interview and he says his quote, we are the melting pot of the world. And that's what makes us strong, our diversity. And one account and it snowballed from there. If it was just like one rando, I would ignore it. But it got 1.7 million views. And it said, oh, did he already sell out to the Richmond north of Richmond? Oh, he's a grifter, etc. All right. I got to be honest with you, I get kind of tired of this stuff. It's really hard to defend people when they fold so easily and use the same tactics against others that they decry being used against themselves. That's becoming my number one pet peeve. Here's why I say this. First off, I want you to keep this in mind. This guy's in Farmville, Virginia. He is not a politician. He's not a professional speaker. Okay? He's not going to say things perfectly the way that you want him to. He touched on something that I think undermines the claim that everyone's trying to make about him. They said, oh my gosh, he said diversity. That must mean he's on the left. Did you hear what he said before that comment, though? What did he say? What did he say? He said, we are the melting pot of the world. And we got some dumbasses on Twitter who are like, oh, he's talking about he wants everything to be, you know, homogenous. He wants everything to be uniform, etc. That's not what he's talking about. And that's not what that means. You dumbass. I'm going to say it again because that harsh word is absolutely truthfully descriptive of that reaction. Here's why. When I was in Italy for 10 days. Absolutely loved it. Loved their new right-leaning prime minister, by the way. Loved it. Beautiful. The people were just so friendly. The food was so good. Oh my gosh, it was great. And I loved it so much. And as much as I loved it, I will never be Italian. I've said this so many times before. I think Vivek stole my line too from me, by the way. I'll never be Italian. I had a friend who went to France, went up to Normandy earlier this summer. Which is, that's like one of my dream vacations is to go to Normandy and look at the World War II sites and the cemeteries and that and visit the cemetery and pay respects. And they were just taken with the reaction that they got from the French in the North. They just loved Americans. And my friend was saying, oh my gosh, their food was so good and they were so wonderful. Oh, if I had to pick any, you know, anything, I'd be, you know, from Normandy. But you can go there and you can never be French. Right. Went to San Juan. I visited San Juan with my family some years ago. Had like one of the best times ever. Amazing food, amazing drinks, the rum. Can never be Puerto Rican. But you can come to the United States and you can be American. It is singularly the only nation in the world where you can do that. And why is that? Because it is not a nation that predicates membership on a race, on an ethnicity, on a sex, on religion, on viewpoints, none of it. In fact, the only thing that is used as the identifier is how you answer this question. Do you want to be free? And if your answer is yes, and you come to the country, you can become a citizen. You're an American. It's that easy. That is E Pluribus Unum, which is what Vivek Sol. It's E Pluribus Unum. From one many. That is the melting pot. Because see, what he's trying to say there, and again, can we give people some grace, especially you, us on the right, who have not seen it used or extended towards ourselves by politicians, by the press, by even each other? Can we stop making the worst damn assumptions about someone because we're triggered like a damn snowflake over one word? He started out by saying we are the melting pot of the world and that's what makes us strong. Do people who apparently miss this, yes, I'm being mean right now and it's deservedly so. Do people who miss this lesson in school, do they understand what that meant? That he's talking about exactly what I just said. He's not a politician. He's not a talk radio host. He's a guy who writes catchy songs and he went viral. And now he's being asked all these questions and he's being judged at the same standard that a polished speaker or a politician would be. That is unfair. You don't like it when it's applied to you, so why the hell are you applying it to somebody else? The fact that he started it with, we are the melting pot of the world, that's E Pluribus Unum. That's one of the reasons why that statement, the left got mad at him because he said melting pot. They say it's racist. You know why they want you to stop saying it? Because it highlights something very important. If you have a uniformity because everyone wants to be free and you overlook those differences, you rob them of their greatest divisionary weapon. You rob them of their ability to divide a free people. And tyrants are only successful when they are able to divide a free people and get them to fight with each other over petty BS. That robs them of that. That's why the left hates it. And they're training the right to hate it. Really for no reason at all. That's what he meant. That's what he's talking about. People got mad because he added the diversity. Well, you know what? What makes people strong is a bunch of people who come from all different walks of life who all want to be free. I mean, if you think that that's a bad thing, then you're at odds with the founders. Because they knew if you are united behind the principle of liberty, that animating spirit of liberty, nothing else matters. If you all want to be free and you want to live freely, that is what makes you American. E Pluribus Unum. People who want to be free can come to America and be free. Live freely. But the left is wanting to tether everyone with different identifiers. Do not let them bait you, please. Do not let them swindle you into turning on avatars of your beliefs, icons of your movement, or people that did a pretty damn good job of describing exactly how you feel in a certain moment and a snapshot of this American life. That's what he's talking about.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.